Political polarization isn't new. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Michael Mulryan, associate professor of French and French literature at Christopher Newport University, tells a tale of the past to show similarities to today's climate.
Political polarization in Western society was just as prevalent over 200 years ago as it is today. One key figure from the French Revolution sought a solution to the havoc wreaked by such division. Louis-Sébastien Mercier was a literary author, journalist, and politician who is best known today for his moving descriptions of daily urban life in Paris during the last quarter of the 18th century. He was also a witness and survivor of the violence of the French Revolution, having just escaped the guillotine's blade for publicly opposing Robespierre and the Jacobins' political fanaticism. He had always been sympathetic to the laboring poor's plight, but was baffled by their participation in acts of atrocity during the Reign of Terror. He sought to both understand and eliminate the moral void that could have caused such evil. This is why he wrote a treatise on moral education for the people in 1801, at the time of Napoleon's ascent to power. A colleague and I recently edited and translated this previously unpublished manuscript. Mercier envisioned a public school system that taught interdisciplinarity, critical thinking, but also morality and religion. He wanted students to act morally because it was the right thing to do, and not in order to impress others or because they had ulterior motives. In order to teach this brand of morality, Mercier showed how to apply Immanuel Kant's ideas on moral philosophy and behavior in a way to make them accessible to a larger public. Mercier's ultimate goal was to help form a moral citizenry as a vanguard for the survival of a healthy republic. He attempted to demonstrate how we can teach young people to understand the dangers associated with a naive belief in absolutes, be they religious, philosophical, or political, and the various types of fanaticism that they unleash.
That was Michael Mulryan of Christopher Newport University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.